we've just been incredibly busy. And one of the things that comes with that busyness is the fact that, you know, we shifted a while back our focus off of the case investigation and contact tracing. We were still doing that, but we had to move into vaccination mode. So we really put a lot of effort, energy, manpower into holding big clinics and doing all of those things. Well, now that we are reverting back to having more positives because we believe because of this Delta variant, it's been a very quick uptake in those. And with the start of schools, we've just decided that our efforts have got to be prioritizing the schools and kids and congregate facilities for our case investigation and contact tracing efforts in-house. We're going to, with schools starting, that is taking a lot of our time, just making sure, working with them, their plans, any types of issues. So I want to let the public know that some of our adult positive cases may be sent over to the State of Illinois Surge Center. It's an asset that the state has opened up where if there is a surge in a county and our case investigators can't get to those cases within 24 hours, they revert over to what they call a surge center, which is an outside group that we'll do the case investigation and contact tracing, and then it'll be forwarded on to us. So we're letting folks know if you're positive and you haven't heard from the health department, you're probably going to hear from the state. They'll start the process, and then we may come in on the back end of that just because of numbers going up so quickly. And like I said, we had to realign our staff to take care of the vaccination clinics and that kind of thing. So we're all trying to do kind of triple duty right now on that. So we did want to let folks know you may receive a call. It may be an 815 or a 217 area code. I'm not sure, but it may be from the state to start the case investigation.